getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Hello, I'm Father Vincent. I am the pastor of Holy Rosary Church in Edmonds, Washington. We are a Christ-centered Catholic community. We are committed to proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. We worship in a liturgical context and are nourished by the Word and the Eucharist. We are committed to discipleship and building God's kingdom through service. Today, I would like to talk about silence and solitude. I'd like to start with a reading from Scripture from the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 1. Verse 35 through 39. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went to a deserted place, where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also, for this purpose I have come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. We can see from this passage of Scripture that our Lord is a busy man. The crowds keep looking for him, and they keep bringing the sick to cure them. He is preaching the kingdom of God to the crowds. But in his busy schedule and the pressing crowds, he finds time for silence and solitude. In this gospel passage from Mark and elsewhere, it appears that our Lord has a daily routine, which includes getting up early and finding a place of solitude to pray. This passage says, "At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place." At daybreak, when things are quiet, a deserted place to find solitude. Jesus needs this time to converse with and to be in union with the Trinity, the source of his power. "I have come to do my Father's will. The Father and I are one." Jesus is out on mission, but it is always the work of the Trinity through the Father and the Holy Spirit. For Jesus, there must be dedicated time for union and communion with the Trinity. If Jesus' ministry is going to be fruitful, it must be rooted in prayer, this union and communion with the Trinity. Now, Jesus is always setting an example for us in his words and his actions. They always have meaning. Jesus here is setting an example of prayer, the importance of prayer. Time and place is necessary. At daybreak, and he went to a deserted place. There he found the necessary solitude and silence to pray. Do we make the necessary time and place for solitude and silence, for prayer to happen, to make a space for communion with our Lord and the Trinity to happen? The union we have with Jesus and the fruitfulness of our ministry of charity and service will depend upon this communion with our Lord. Silence and solitude are becoming a lost art in a media-saturated, loud, smartphone-dominated, technologically advanced, and overscheduled society, and with it, a loss of the sense of God. At daybreak, Jesus left and went to a deserted place. We need to find that deserted place for solitude and silence.
Today you've been listening to Father Vincent from Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Edmonds. To find out more about the church, visit them online at holyrosaryedmonds.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.